To the AFN editor, Person of the Year. U.S. President George W. Bush has been chosen as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. They say it's for sticking to his guns. Back in 1938, the man Time bestowed this glorious honor upon was none other than Adolf of Austria. Time's Internet Archive says it's because he organized three other warlords, statesmen, to meet in the Fuhrerhaus and redraw the map of Europe. I guess this was where they plotted the devastation and slaughter, not to mention the financial bonanza for the military-industrial complex of the time that turned out to be World War II. Every time some crazed lunatic picks up a sword and starts brandishing it around like some Roman gladiator in the Colosseum, he's given front page status, glorified, worshipped, and honored. Does anybody else see the sickness of this, or is it just me, and perhaps Mahatma Gandhi, or Jesus Christ? Hey, happy birthday, dude, and peace on earth to you, too. The indigenous nation of the Hopis have many prophecies, almost all of which have come to fruition. The final one is where something coming from the west, cloaked in red, will bring devastation, the timing of which is uncertain. Doing the math, from 1938 to the fall of the Third Reich, I come up with 7 years. Given Russia and China have announced they will begin playing war games together, will 2011 be the year of the last Hopi prophecy?